Woman confronts man who claims to be a mother. How dare you? You are not a mother. By Hannah Blow on March 21, 2022. Kelly J. Keene, a British women's rights activist working to address the transgender absurdity across the United States, confronted a man who claimed to be a mother at the NCAA swim finals, explaining to him that his usage of female spaces makes women uncomfortable. On the basis of the comfort and dignity of girls and women, I'm asking you, telling you, please do not use women's spaces. It makes them feel uncomfortable, Keene, who has attended women's rights protests in various states in recent weeks, told transgender activist Dawn Ennis. It is of particular note that this occurred at the NCAA swim finals, where Leah Thomas, a biological male, has been able to smash records and take the space of female athletes. My girls and the other women I am with are very comfortable with me in the bathroom and locker room. Emmis, who has reportedly lived as a male the vast majority of his life, replied. As National Review noted, Ennis, a biological male, was married to a woman and fathered three children. At the age of 49, he split with his wife of 17 years and publicly declared himself to be a woman. Ennis later went back to identifying as a man, then switched again for the third time, and currently presents as a woman. Right. Well, fortunately, I am not your daughter and my daughter is also not your daughter, Keene responded, and she would feel very uncomfortable. Ennis argued over who interrupted as the discussion continued. I'm asking you as a mother, do not use female spaces. It makes women and girls very uncomfortable, Keene demanded. As a mother, he began before Keene responded, how dare you? You are not a mother. Another individual in the background shouted, you never birthed your children. You are not a mother, Dawn. Watch. Keene also appeared at a press conference outside the White House last week, where she warned transgender groups are attempting to redefine the basic meaning and understanding of biological sex. You cannot, ever use the language of trans activism and give it any validation whatsoever. Because that is the thing, if you can't speak about what's happening to women, if the word woman no longer means woman, and it means anyone who identifies as a woman, then you are in really dangerous territory. You can watch more of her press conference below. Watch.